According to the United States Consumer Products Commission, between 300 and 400 ATV deaths occur each year, including children under the age of 16. Fernando Rodriguez, the general manager for Renegade Sports in Logan, Utah, says the solution to preventing death or injury is simple.
Follow the rules. Think before you ride, you know, make sure all your gear's on, make sure that you plan where you're riding so you don't get lost, make sure that your machine's in operating condition.
Rodriguez says riders will even forget to fill the tires with air, which increases the chance of the machine tipping over when going around corners. Most ATVs have safety instructions visible to the rider, but Rodriguez says the rules are ignored too often.
Ride double when we tell them not to. They won't wear their helmet. They'll put two little kids on there when not supposed to, but yes.
Rodriguez says riding ATVs should be a fun experience, but riders need to take drinking and driving just as serious on the trail. The most popular ATV sold at Renegade Sports in Logan is the side-by-side. While these machines are equipped with seatbelts and roll bars, Rodriguez says people can still get hurt.
They'll roll it over and then they kind of bounce around in the cab.
ATVs are useful for farmers and outdoor lovers, but Rodriguez says the machines will even be more useful if you follow the rules so you can keep riding. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Bronson Tigert.